Hi, Jill Healy Quintard, talking for the Global Healing Exchange. Today I'm just talking about cholesterol and heart disease, both issues that can cause huge issue if you do not look after them. So exercise is very important for heart disease and also for cholesterol as well. But it's very important also that you consult with your medical practitioner or your alternative practitioner before you start any exercise program. So as you know, with heart disease, you can have fat around the heart, and with cholesterol, fat around the heart and around the stomach area. And you often see people with this sort of shape, which would be a warning immediately that there will be some issues with heart and cholesterol. So one of the things to do, of course, is to reduce the intake of fat into the diet. It's important that they still have good fats in the diet, because there is a difference between good fat and bad fat. So in order to find good fat, a little bit of research is always very good to look at, to look up on Google, see what you can find for good fats. But just to give you an idea, if you think of fat that is in white breads and sugars and cakes and anything that, lots of butter, any of those sort of things that are white. White is normally not going to be good for you, good fat. High full cream milk is also not good for you if you've got a cholesterol or heart disorder. So if you think of lowering the fat content, taking out the sugar of many of the things, and thinking of things that have good colour. So if you eat fruit and vegetables, for instance, vegetables that are red are great for the blood, lots and lots of fruit, not too much sugar, but fruit and vegetables and foods that are whole foods are the best to eat to actually help you to reduce your cholesterol and heart levels. Now, if you want to start an exercise program, it's again, as I mentioned, important that you consult with a medical practitioner. So if you find your everything is good, then you start out slowly. Or go and see someone that you know that you trust that runs a program that's suitable for you and particularly suitable for your age group. So you don't want to be running into a high intensity workout before you've actually know exactly where you are or how you fit or how you feel. A lot of problem with exercise when it comes to that is that you suddenly think, oh, I'm going to do an exercise program. Wow, it's all going to work for me. And within maybe a week, or less than a week, you're already feeling exhausted, you feel like you don't fit in. So start out nice and slowly, find someone you trust that you can work with. And also a really good thing to do is actually work with a buddy or a mate that can actually give you motivation to keep going. Very simple exercise just to get you started is to walk. So if you live in an environment where there's some nice places to walk, or even if you live in an environment it's not great to walk, think of going up steps and thinking of your heart rate and how it's going to feel. So the cardiovascular system starts to work. Cholesterol-wise, just think of also the foods that you're eating, which I've mentioned, the high-fat foods. So lowering your fat intake, beginning to do an exercise program, find a class, for instance, that suits you, as I say, within your age group is probably better than to doing, say, a CrossFit with a 19-year-old compared to a yoga or Pilates fusion with an older person around 40 sort of age group. So very important to actually listen to what your body requires as well and to be intuitive. And I'm happy to run a program with you. Check out the Global Healing Exchange. I've actually got some recommendations on the Global Healing Exchange and specific exercises for specific needs. Thank you.